It was 6 years ago that I came to this parish on a Father's Day. It was a Father's Day of the body and blood of our Lord, Corpus Christi. And now it is Father's Day again when I depart for the external solemnity of the Sacred Heart. It's the same heart, the Eucharistic heart of our Lord. Share with you a few things. No anecdotes or no persons in particular to thank. You know that you are all thanked. Thank you for allowing me to come here to be your pastor these 6 years and 1 week. When I first entered into this church, it was more than 6 years ago, it was just a new pastor, minted, coming for a priest meeting that happened here. And as I knew not where to go, my first meeting here in Santa Rosa, first time stopping in Santa Rosa, entered into the church where all the other priests were, marveling at the beauty of what you all have made by God's providence. Lucy gave us all a brief tour of how this church came to be restored to such beauty. And then afterwards, led us quickly, for we had a meeting to attend to. I stayed behind. A while afterwards, I had a plea. And looking at our Lord in the tabernacle, I made one fond request, saying, Lord, if you love me, you'll let me celebrate one Mass here in your beautiful church before I die. 7 months later, I got a call from Sister Ann Kaufman saying, Father cannot offer Mass for our sisters on this day. He has other things. You're the closest priest. Would you mind coming? Excitedly, I retorted to her, yes, sister, I will. By the way, when is it? When we had that Mass in September, it was just another 7 months or so thence that I got a call from the Vicar General of the Archdiocese saying, Father, we think we have something that you'll like. Would you take Santa Rosa and leave Fort Sumner? The moral of that story is often we ask too little of God, expecting for something small when he desires to give us something great and far sooner than we would have imagined. Like all good things, the Lord does not let us stay upon the mountain for too long. Even Peter, James, and John could not spend their entire lives on Tabor with the transfigured Lord, nor I with you, as was my oft-expressed hope. Since 2008, I've been discerning. It only was given word in 2018 and 2020. We formed a group, which is where I am headed now, to Portland, where we hope to form an intentional community of priests living together in prayer and in apostolic work to be an example for the secular priests of the diocese. I did not believe that it would actually come to pass, nor did I think that I would be able to be a part of it. And of all the candidates that would have been selected for it from our group, I would have been the one least likely or dark horse candidate. And yet I'm the first. St. Junipero Serra, whose feast day we will celebrate shortly here within the life of the church, this man of faith who journeyed long from where he was, giving up his prestigious career as a professor, well-loved and cared for in Malacara, Spain, came to the United States to live out the Franciscan dream, which is hopefully to become a martyr, which is to spread the faith in far distant lands. He's not only known for saying, siempre adelante, nunca atrás, always forward, don't look back. He turned to his students, and particularly in the year 1747, shared with them what his heart was, what he wanted from them. What do I want from you? It's the same. That is to say, as he said, I desire nothing from you more than this, that when the news of my death shall have reached your ears, I ask you to say for my benefit, the benefit of my soul, requiescat in pace. That is to say, may he rest in peace. Nor shall I omit the same to do for you, so that all of us may attain the goal for which we've been created. So often we've talked about why God has made you, to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life, so that you can be with him forever happy in heaven. What we are endeavoring to do, as many difficulties ahead of it, just like in each of our souls, what lays our greatest hardship and attack is from the world, the flesh, and the devil. These things easily destroy. In so many ways in which one can expect not to have success in forming a new community, most fail. So do I expect here. For man, it is impossible to succeed, but as we spoke before in the sermon, all things are possible with God. And truly, when God gives his strength, pray the Lord would give success to the work of our hands, that he would give true success to the work of our hands. when I grew up in Albuquerque going to the Protestant school, it was noted upon the wall of the gym that hung there every time we entered in the motto on which that school was founded. I doubt anybody else but me paid attention to it. But it reads there, it has been an inspiration for me my whole life, and particularly in endeavoring to do this great work for the Lord. It says what? Endeavor to do something so great that unless God intervene, it is bound to fail. Those words I won over the heart of Archbishop Sample of Portland. But indeed, unless God intervene, it is bound to fail. Yet is it not the same for our own vocations, our own lives, our own quest for holiness, to attain heaven, to conquer sin? Unless God intervene, it is bound to fail, for without God, we can do nothing at all. And so thanking you for all the good that you've done for me and all the obstacles which indeed you have placed within my path, which have been, I pray, for my sanctification, whether I realize it now or it is later on to be seen. Close with the words of another saint, St. Thomas More, not words that he actually spoke, but words that Paul Scofield said famously in that movie, Man for All Seasons, where on the road, on the path, having climbed the gibbet where his head would be severed, he turned to the crowds as one spoke to him and said, "He hates the king." He turned to those gathered there and said, "I do none harm. I say none harm. I think none harm." And so too, on my departure, if any have done me harm, it is forgiven. And I plead, have I done any harm, that it be forgiven me. The priest who will come to replace is excellent, Father Moses. If you have placed any confidence in me, place it doubly so in him. For he is a priest of many years of wisdom, 19 years in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, nigh twice what I have. He and I are of one mind and indeed one heart as we spend hours together conversing about how he could best serve you. He wishes to continue everything that we've begun and to speak just as we have, that your souls may be lifted up to God Almighty. Entrust your hearts to him. He is a faithful servant of God. And I hope that when the Lord grants us perchance to meet once again, that he will say to each of us, as is the hope of every Christian, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the reward which God has prepared for you and for me from the very foundation of the world. Though I cannot love you as I ought, as I wish, as a priest should, say to you as I have often addressed you, may God love you all. And so long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Father, may I, and to my community, give me a few minutes. I love to thank you for your prayers and your support in my 16 years as your deacon here in the community of Santa Rosa, the outlying areas. Most of all, to Father Burnaby, thank you. I've spent 6 of my 16 years, 6 years with you as your deacon. I've gained so much from Father. And one of the positives and one of the most powerful things I've gained from Father Burnaby is the love of the Eucharist. I've always believed that our Lord is present, body and soul, in the blood and bread that is consecrated at the altar. From my standpoint, when I stand by Father, I can feel the living presence of our Lord Jesus there. It is so powerful, my friends. As a young kid, as an altar server, like this young man here behind us, we would take the unconsecrated hosts and we would consume them to become the superpowers that we felt the Eucharist would give us. But my friends, the consecrated ones do give us that power to live the life that Christ asks us. And to Father Burnaby, I've learned to love that. It has gotten so powerful. And I feel, to share with you, someday we will all read that there is going to be a miracle of the Eucharist in the northwest corner of the United States. And it's going to be under the priesthood, the Good Shepherd of Father Burnaby. We've all seen very many traveling that fathers brought here of the miracles of the Eucharist. And I believe in our lifetime, I hope in my lifetime, I see that from Father Burnaby. He's been a great inspiration to us. Him and I have locked our horns and locked ourselves in many disputes or good conversations, but I love the man. He's taught me well in my becoming your beacon for the community. And most of all, my father, you know that I'm a very fan of the Star Wars series, right? And there's two couple of phrases. And my dear father, may the force be with you. And the other one is, this is the way. You've taught me that with the power of the Eucharist. Continue to do that to our people. Continue to show what our faith is about with the Holy Eucharist, with the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. As we say farewell to our dear father, it is not a farewell because he will be back. But let us give him a very big Santa Rosa thank you to our dear father.